And a very good evening to you all. Nigel Ogden here once again with this week's selection of music from a dazzling array of pipes and printed circuit boards. Well, we start tonight with a medley of folk songs arranged and played for us by German keyboard maestro Franz Lambert on the Verzi Galaxy Electronic.
Well, we must leave the organist entertains just for a minute or two, and I hand you to the new studio and Tim Gudgeon.
Thank you, Chris. Yes, within the past hour, we've received a report from our correspondent Brian Hanrahan with the British forces on the Falklands. He says that evidence has been found following the recapture of Goose Green and Darwin that the Argentines were fully prepared to use napalm against British troops. Here's his report.
It's been discovered that full preparations were underway to use napalm, a burning jelly that sticks to the skin, against British forces. Drop tanks full of it stand on the airstrip between Goose Green and Darwin, with the napalm trickling out onto the ground, leaving white corrosive areas where it leaked. Some of the drop tanks are specially designed for the job of delivering it. They carry 220 kilograms each. But there are more than 50 homemade tanks, crudely manufactured, just a rolled tube brought to a point and capable of carrying 100 kilos. British experts, examining them gingerly, said they appeared to be fused, ready for use. In the center of the village, we found the place where they'd been filled up. There were more tanks, some apparently charged and ready, with instructions for using them nearby. It came in a Spanish document, marked secret, 5 pages long, dated 1978, and headed Bomba Napalm. It contained instructions for fitting and using napalm drop tanks to Bukhara bombers, which were based at Goose Green. Around them were the paraphernalia for mixing the stuff, funnels, tins, plastic buckets, and barrels. It requires aviation spirit, a paraffin, and a gel, so it sticks to the skin once it's alight. Once it's mixed, it's unstable and should be used immediately. Some of the 32 tanks lying about were full. They'd been there for days, and there were houses just a few yards away. Napalm is a horrifying weapon, but easy to use and effective. The British commanders say they fear there may be more stocks at Port Stanley, and Argentine forces may be turning to it as a desperation tactic.
Our reporter on the Falklands, Brian Hanrahan. Now we go back to the organist entertains.
Yours truly at the Worthing Wurlitzer and Serenade for a Wealthy Widow. And with some sort of vague connection, here's the Funeral March of a Marionette, played on Yamaha E75 Electronic by Malcolm Rudland.
Thank you.
Funeral March of a Marionette from Malcolm Rudland. Well, in between his many concert tours, Franz Lambert obviously finds time to jot a few ideas down on manuscript paper, because here is the Lambert Waltz, no less, played by the man himself on Verzi Galaxy. Lambert Waltz, played by the composer. Well, back to good old Sussex by the Sea. The Assembly Hall Wurlitzer at Worthing really started its long and distinguished career in two places, as most of the pipework is from the ex-Metropole Victoria organ, while the console came from the Troxy Stepney, opened in 1933 by one Bobby Pagan, who amazingly lives only a few miles from Worthing, and was indeed one of the performers at the reopening concert last year. Well, bearing all that in mind, I thought that Sentimental Journey was not entirely inappropriate, so here it is.
Thank you.
A sentimental journey from me to you via the Assembly Hall, Worthing Wurlitzer. Well, if you feel like making a journey or two this weekend, here are at least six locations you could aim for. This Friday the 4th, Mark Shakespeare plays Verzi Electronic at the City Hall Truro at 7:45 p.m. And on Saturday the 5th, I'll be playing the Compton at the 3J's Leisure Centre Gomersall at 7:15. On Sunday the 6th, a concert at 11:15 a.m. at the Odeon Leicester Square featuring Charles Horrocks and Stan Smith. And a couple of shows at 2:30 that afternoon with Pauline Dixon at the Municipal Hall Eston and David Lowe at Ossett Town Hall. Finally, on Sunday, Joe Marsh plays the Civic Centre Wurlitzer in East Kilbride at 3 o'clock. And on with the music, Malcolm Redland, the Yamaha E75 Electronic and Super Snooper. Super Snooper, Malcolm Redland. Well, I think after the programme I'll have a night downtown, so if you don't mind, I'll get myself in the mood at the BBC Theatre Organ. Thank you. And that's it from me, Nigel Ogden, at the BBC Theatre Organ. Thanks, as always, to producer Peter Pilbeam, and, of course, to you for keeping us company. Hope you'll be with us next week at the same time, but until then, look after yourselves, and bye-bye for now.